Congregation may be seated. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our living and risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's word, which we receive this morning, is from the first book of Kings, chapter 19, verses 1 to 8. And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time." And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, "It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my father's." Then as he lay and slept under a broom tree, suddenly an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat." Then he looked, and there by his head was a cake baked on coals and a jar of water. So he ate and drank and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came back the second time and touched him and said, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you." So he arose and ate and drank. And he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. So far the word of the Lord. Sanctify us by your truth, O Lord. Your word is truth. Amen. I was just up in Marquette, Michigan for pastor conference this last week. And if you ever had the chance to go up there, you can go out to Presque Isle Park, which isn't actually an island, but that's what the name of the park is. And on the northern border of Presque Isle, right on the shoreline, is what they call black rocks, which are rocks slash small cliffs rising up out of Lake Superior. Some of them rise up about 20 feet over the water. The kids like to go and jump off the rocks. Pastors like to go jump off the rocks, too. You can even get a t-shirt that says, I jumped off black rocks into Lake Superior. But even though the rocks are, some of them, 20 feet up over Lake Superior, that is not high enough for safety when it comes to the power of the waves of Lake Superior. During a storm, the waves of Lake Superior can crash even over those 20-foot rocks. And one of the pastors was telling us how people had died because they had gone out on those rocks during storms and been washed away by the waves. Imagine that. Imagine trying to stand out on those rocks as the waves and the power of Lake Superior crash over you. None of us would be able to do it. None of us has the strength to stand against such power, against such ferocity. Similarly, the crashing waves of this world often smash against those who stand up for Jesus, those who lift high the cross and proclaim the love of God that sacrificed his son for us on the cross. And how can we stand against such ferocity? How can we stand against such forces? And the answer, of course, is that we cannot. Not on our own. Not with our own strength. Not unless we have a refuge and the strength of God. Which is why Psalm 46 reminds us, "God is our refuge and strength. Therefore we will not fear, even though the waters roar and are troubled." One of the earliest Christian symbols was an anchor. Because the early Christians knew and understood the power that was against them. They knew and understood that they could not stand against the waves and the storms of this world unless they were held securely by the strength and power of God, and by Christ, who was their anchor and their firm and sure salvation. The unrelenting anger and hatred of this world, we cannot trust our own strength to stand against us, to stand against it. But we have the strength and power of the Lord of Sabaoth. That means the Lord of armies, who surrounds us and who strengthens us through his word. Remember that scene from Lord of the Rings, those of you who have seen it? Remember that scene where Aragorn gets out of the boat, and for a minute it looks like Aragorn is alone against the armies of Mordor? But then the armies of the dead come rushing out of the boat and surround him, and he charges forth. It's a lot like what is described for us in Scripture. And we often feel like we stand alone against the powers of this world, but the reality is that we are surrounded by the armies of the Lord of hosts. And for that reason, we can stand and even charge forth, lifting high the cross, because Jesus gives us the strength not only to stand, but to fight for his truth. Look at verse 4 of our text. He himself, that is Elijah, went this day's journey into the wilderness, and he came and sat down under a broom tree, and he prayed that he might die. And he said, "It is enough now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers." Elijah had given up. The greatest prophet of the Old Testament since Moses was ready to give up. He had good reason for it. He had proclaimed the name of the Lord to the people of Israel, calling them to repent. Through him, God had even sent a drought on the land, and the people had not repented. Through him, God sent fire down on Mount Carmel, showing his power and that he was God. And the result was, as we read at the beginning of our text, that Jezebel and Ahab vowed to take his life. What more could Elijah do? People weren't going to listen. If they weren't going to repent when they saw the fire come down from heaven, might as well give up. And so we find him sitting under a broom tree. I think most of us at some point in our life have understood that desire to just give up. We learn early on in life, we often learn early on in life, that it's better to keep your mouth shut and your head down, because anyone who stands up, anyone who speaks up, anyone who does anything different than what's accepted becomes a target for anger and hatred, especially when we stand up for the truth of Jesus Christ. It's pretty much a universal rule that the harder you try, the more negative things people will say against you, and the more hatred will be directed at you. When you take a look at Charlie Kirk, whether you agree with his politics or not, you can see how he was a man who stood up for what he believed in, and the result was people say, oh, in their anger and their hatred, they say all kinds of mean and untrue things against him. If you actually listen to what he says, many of the things that people say in their anger are clearly not true. If you don't like the example of Charlie Kirk, you can think of your own examples. There's many examples of people who stand up and speak out and the hatred that the world directs at them. That's, most of us end up like Elijah, sitting under the broom tree. But in our text today, God reminds us we don't have to give up. We don't have to stay under the broom tree, because we don't have to rely on our own strength. Jesus reminds us in John 16:33, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." Jesus reminds us that the world is like a roaring lion, that lion is caged by him. That lion has already been defeated. Jesus is the good shepherd who comes to find Elijah when he's sitting under that broom tree, and he comes to give him strength and rest and food that he might continue. We have a parallel example in the New Testament where Jesus finds Nathanael and reminds him how he also was sitting under a tree. And just as God comes to Elijah and gives him the strength, gives Elijah the strength to continue to the mountain of God, so Jesus promises Nathanael also, if you follow me, you will see the heavens opened and the Son of God and the angels ascending and descending upon the Son of God. In the same way, he is our good shepherd who comes to find us when we're sitting under the broom tree and to give us strength. We don't need to give up when the world tries to beat us down because we have a Savior who has all power in heaven and on earth and has promised us, lo, I am with you always, who surrounds us as our refuge and feeds us the bread of heaven that we might continue. Trusting in our own strength will always end up under the broom tree. But when we put our trust in God, and in the strength of our Savior who died for our sins, we can keep going. Look again at verses 7 and 8 of our text. The angel of the Lord came back a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for you. So he arose and ate and drank, and he went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights as far as Horeb, the mountain of God. God had a path and a plan for Elijah. Not one that ended under the broom tree, but one that continued. Continued for 40 days and 40 nights through desert, up and down mountains, difficult path, dangerous path, a hard path, but one that ended at the mountain of God. The same mountain where God had come and revealed himself to Moses. The same mountain where God spoke to the people of Israel and gave them the Ten Commandments. The same mountain where Elijah also would see God face to face. And God admits straight out. He tells Elijah, the journey is too great for you. God doesn't come to Elijah and he says, you can do it. He doesn't come to Elijah and say, one step at a time, keep on going. He doesn't come to Elijah and say, don't give up. He admits to Elijah, the journey is too great for you. And he feeds Elijah with the bread of heaven. Jesus himself feeds Elijah with the bread from heaven. We're told the angel of the Lord came to Elijah. And that's an Old Testament name referring to the pre-incarnate Son of God, the second person of the Trinity. The same one who would be born of the Virgin Mary, who would suffer and die for our sins. The same Son of God comes to Elijah and feeds him with the bread of heaven, through which Elijah continued for 40 days on this hard and difficult journey. God has laid a path before us as well. It's a long path and a weary path and a dangerous path. It leads through desert and up and down mountains. It's a journey that is too great for us, one that we cannot continue by our strength. But Jesus has come to us just as he came to Elijah. He has fed us with the bread of heaven. He has come to us this morning in his word, and he came to us last week in the Lord's Supper to give us strength and rest that we need for the journey, so that we also might come to the mountain of God, so that we also might come to see God face to face. We're told in Acts 14:22, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. The journey was too great for Elijah, and we do not have the strength and often would rather lie down under a broom tree. But Jesus himself has promised to give us the strength that we need. The very same Jesus who died for our sins and rose again promises, lo, I am with you always, has surrounded us by his forgiveness and his grace and his strength so that we might continue, so that we might not only stand, but charge and fight. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The prophet Isaiah reminds us in chapter 35, verses 3 to 4, strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who are fearful-hearted, be strong and do not fear. Behold, your God will come. Lift high the cross. Stand up for Jesus. Doing so will make you a target for the hatred and the fury of this world and the scorn. But you don't have to stand by your strength. Remember that Christ is your anchor. His grace surrounds you, forgives your sins, and lifts you up. I'd like to finish this morning with the words that the angel spoke to the prophet Daniel. After Daniel had received the vision of what would come in the latter days, and it was not a happy vision, it was not an encouraging vision. He was shown the evil and the anger and the war and the hatred that would grow on the earth. And he was disturbed by that vision, worried about what God's people would have to face. And the angel said to him, Daniel, many shall be purified, made white, and refined. But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. But you, Daniel, go your way till the end, for you shall rest, and you will arise to your inheritance at the end of the days. Lovelessness and sinfulness and hatred and anger will grow in this world. And it will try to beat us down if we stand up for what is good and right and loving until we feel like giving up and laying down under the broom tree. But Jesus comes to us and strengthens us through his word and by his grace, so that we might continue, that we might fight, that we might stand, and that we might come, like Elijah, to the mountain of God, to the inheritance at the end of days, to see God face to face, and to rejoice in the salvation that he has prepared for us. Amen. Please rise. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.